the following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Basketball on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX is brought to you by Bank West, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Capital City, Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, Century Business Products, and the Brittany Shufflebind Agency. Governor Basketball is brought to you by Linz Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds & Associates Insurance and Real Estate, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, American Bank & Trust, Pier Regional Airport, Nystrom Electrical Contracting, and Access Health Fort Pierre. And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by Kathy Sunshine Properties, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, TMA, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Gators Pizza, Pasta & Subs, Bauman Lumber, Ferding Electric, Hawaii Federal Credit Union, Edgewood Healthcare, and Venture Communications. These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball. Ponsiba Agency, State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana, Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Linz Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre, Agtegra, Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto.
Now, Peer Governor Basketball.
Well, once again, the weather, and it was a little bit more of a late season break from game action than the Peer Governors had expected. The big showdown with Jefferson didn't happen Tuesday. It will happen to the Riggs High Gym, as will senior night Monday. But game action here tonight in Sioux Falls for the Peer Governors, who stand at 15-3. Destined for home action in the Sodex 16 a week from tonight. They're playing a team that would just want to be in the Sodex 16, the winless Roosevelt Rough Riders. It's the Peer Governors and Roosevelt girls basketball tonight in the big town. Hi, everyone. I'm David Burrell. Caleb Rosig with Live Ticket Handling, the video. Our studio coordinator is Haley Hansen. Thank you for joining us on a big, big night here on KGFX that will include basketball and wrestling. Please pardon my voice. I am battling a cold, but we'll work our way through it. And the Governors have worked their way to a 15-3 record. They stand at number two in the seed point standings, but one in which they really have to be careful tonight and just make sure they mind what they're doing. Yep, Roosevelt's winless, but as you'll hear from their head coach in a little while, still with a pretty good outlook. And as head coach Kirk Bebout always likes to say, it's Double-A basketball, after all. The Governors are coming off a very good outing last Friday night against the Mitchell Colonels, winning 64-48. Pretty good Mitchell team. I think better than their record would show. Remington Price, a huge night, 25, and Reese Terwilliger, 13. One of the best offensive games for the Governor girls this season, as they shot 53% from the floor in that game. This is the Ponsonby Agency State Farm pregame show. Becky Ponsonby, State Farm Insurance. And Pierre and Gregory, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip, every time. More ahead on Ponsonby Agency State Farm pregame. We'll look around AA basketball and tell you about wrestling. Big night ahead for the Governors. Coverage continues later here on KGFX. Set it all up when we return to Sioux Falls in 3 minutes on the official voice of Peer Governor Basketball, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
This is John with Ponsonby State Farm. We all know February is the month of love, and the team at Ponsonby State Farm wants to make sure that you have everything you love in life insured. Set an appointment with us during Insure Your Love Month and receive a sweet treat on us from South Dakota Popcorn in downtown Pierre. Set up an appointment to insure your love today by giving the team at Ponsonby State Farm a call at 605-224-4173 or by stopping by the office at 1315 East Wells in Pierre.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports, from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment. so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archive video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play. Hey, DQ fans, spread the love with February's Blizzard Treat of the Month, Triple Truffle. It blends peanut butter, fudge, caramel truffles, and, of course, that world-famous DQ soft serve. You heard that right. Not one, not two, but three of the best truffles from the chocolate box. Show your love to that someone special this month with the Triple Truffle Blizzard Treat. Only at participating DQ locations. Happy tastes good.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality healthcare of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Here in Roosevelt in Sioux Falls, the Governors, as we say, stand at number two in the seed point standings, about 0.5 of a point behind number one Sioux Falls, Washington. Then O'Gorman is third with Jefferson fourth. And, of course, it's Pierre and Jefferson at the Riggs High Gym Monday, 5:30 here on KGFX. But the Governors know they're going to be at home next Friday night for the Sodex 16. But this is for Sioux Falls, Roosevelt, if not tonight, against Aberdeen Central on the road Monday, their chance to make the Sonex 16. They're in 17th right now, 1 point behind Yankton, but an upset in one of these two games would put Roosevelt in the Sonex 16. Vital game for the Governor boys tonight against Roosevelt on senior night of the Riggs High Gym. Garen Boyle has that coverage on River 92.7. Right now, Pierre is at 11-7, ninth in the seed point standings. Probably needs to win against Roosevelt tonight and then here in Sioux Falls against Jefferson on Monday. Have a home Sodex 16 game. Now, as for wrestling, as Brian has updated you throughout the day, 9 Governors are in championship matches tonight in Rapid City. 4 Governor girls, Sydney Urich, Gianna Stanglin, Marley Shorter, and Sierra McFarlane going for a third straight 285-pound girls title. And 5 Governor boys have state championship matches. Alex Odekoben, Tristan Spencer, Deegan Huska, Trey Lewis, and Chance Sarda. Once again, we will make our postgame here as quick as we can after this game so we can get you out of Rapid City and pick up Brian's coverage of the state championship matches here on KGFX. And then, of course, tomorrow at 11:30, the Governors in the Class A Boys Dual Tournament, Rapid City Stevens, their first opponent. Pottsville Agency State Farm pregame continues with our keys to success next. And we begin with the new head coach of the Roosevelt Rough Riders, Blake Bradfield, back with him in 3 minutes from Sioux Falls on the official voice of Governor Basketball, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Ranky Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, time-tested adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors, LLC. A registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors, LLC and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Transports have been arriving and inventory is looking good. New, pre-owned, certified pre-owned, all price ranges, all makes and models. During the month of February, just to sweeten the deal, we have dinner certificates with every purchase. They can be used in most any restaurant in Pier and Fort Pier. See our inventory at Beck-Motors.com. Stop out today. Beck Motor Company Pier.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? Live Ticket TV has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress. Paid training will be provided. Part-time wages start at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest-growing companies in South Dakota.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pier and can build your home in Pier, Fort Pier, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
Century Business Products is a proud supporter of South Dakota High School Athletics and proud to provide the most reliable Kyocera copiers and printers to schools and businesses in the area, all backed by their five-time nationally awarded Kyocera servicing team. Are you looking to control color cost? Looking to reduce printers? Are you looking for more efficient ways to scan documents? Or maybe you'd like to become more paperless? Look no further than Century Business Products. Call 800-529-1950 and see how they're powering business technology.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pier can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pier at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
On a Potsdam Agency State Farm pregame in Sioux Falls, Pier and Roosevelt girls basketball. We begin our keys to success with Blake Bradfield, the new head coach of the Roosevelt Rough Riders. And as the old saying goes, you paid your dues. You've been an assistant for over 20 years. And even though the record's not what you want to know, you're still thrilled to have this opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a dream of mine my whole life to be a head coach and being an assistant coach for so long and being a successful Gorman boys program. And then when I went over to Lincoln on the girls side, we had success there too. So told a few parents, this is kind of new to me. It's taught me a lot. I'm learning a lot as I go at the head coaching position. But it's something I've felt was the time. And like I said, I've always wanted to be a head coach and fortunate enough to land the opportunity here at Roosevelt.
Before we started recording, you were telling me something that I think it's very encouraging. Everybody knows what the record is, but you're saying the morale of your team is still very good?
Yes. I've even joked with some area head coaches who I'm really good friends with of, yeah, we're 0-18, but if you're around the team, the locker room, and at practices, you would think we're 18-0. It's been very interesting, but also at the same time, very rewarding. And at the end of the day, I must be doing something right to keep these girls motivated and keep showing up every day to get better.
There's a source of pride, too, and I know it's been a generation removed, but everybody knows about the long winning streak, the longest in the history of the state, that this program had. So I'm sure there's motivation for this team to, I don't know if you can get back to that, but at least get it back to something good.
Yeah, no, that's exactly my goal and plan. I'm actually real good friends with the Tibbetts family, mm-hmm. and Nate and Luke and I. When I got the job, they're one of the first ones to reach out and congratulate me, and like I told them, my plan is to get it back to the level where their father had it and the success it's always had. And when I was even in high school that they had. So that's the whole game plan. And now actually getting an off season, a full off season and summer to really work on the things after knowing the talent level and what I have to work with. So I'm looking forward to this off season with the girls. But at the same time, our season's not over yet. We're still right there to make that SODAC 16, which has been our goal, because anything can happen in that one game.
That's right. You get a win either tonight or Monday night, and you're probably in. And then it's the playoffs, and who knows what happens.
That's exactly right. And that's the message that I've given to the girls. Last couple games, it's our playoff now. You know, we get that one win, and we're in that SODAC 16, and I've seen crazier things happen. So, yep, we just want that opportunity next Friday night to play in that SODAC 16 game.
What's your main concern about this Governor team?
They are so athletic. They play extremely hard. They crash the boards hard, and they're unselfish. I know Price girl can really shoot it, but they have other girls that can also shoot it and score. So, again, just impressed with how hard they play. In the team style of basketball that they play.
Coach, thank you. Good luck tonight and in the future. Congratulations again.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Coming up, it's Governor's head coach Kirk Beebe out in the Pottsville Agency State Farm pregame. Our keys to success continue in 3 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, this is Truett Rogers, Capital City Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota here in Pierce, South Dakota. And I just wanted to let you guys know about this beautiful white 2017 Ford F-150 Lariat with 84,000 miles. Loaded up with leather, nav, adaptive cruise, and heated and cooled seats, and a whole ton more. Priced today at $36,995. Stop in at Capital City Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota at 518 East Sioux Ave in Pierce. Visit CapitalCityFordToyota.com or call 605-224-7378 and ask for me, Truett Rogers.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
Nystrom Electrical Contracting has quality electricians with decades of experience. They offer dependable installation for commercial and residential construction or day-to-day service. Whether you're looking for new construction or remodeling existing buildings or homes, contact your full-service electrical contractor, Nystrom Electric. Visit their website, nystromelectric.com, or call them for estimates on your next project at 605-224-8750. Nystrom Electrical Contracting in Pierre.
It's time to book your flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com or American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. The morning flight leaves at 8:20, allowing you to connect with the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds. Enjoy no driving and free parking when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a one-hour direct flight to Denver.
Pierre Regional Airport, skip the drive.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
In Sioux Falls at Roosevelt High School on the Pottsville HGC State Farm pregame, our keys to success with Governor's head coach Kirk Beebout as his team gets ready to meet the Roosevelt Rough Riders. And you have the postponement, the weather has struck again, but you just roll with the punches at this time of the year, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure anyone really had any different kind of scenario than we did. So, everyone's in the same boat, and, we just do the best that you can and, like you said, roll the punches and do everything you can to be prepared. And I think we've done that.
Mitchell played a good game against you, I thought, last Friday night, but you guys really answered back. I thought that was one of your best offensive performances this season.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. Because I thought we did a pretty good job on offense, too. You never want to turn the ball over, and I'm sure we had too many turnovers. I don't know the exact number in my head, but I thought we did a lot of good things. And, you know, every team at this time of the year has gotten better, and Mitchell's a good team with one of the best players in the state. So it's never going to be easy ever, 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 you know, tonight included. So, you know, I thought the girls did a good job of just, you know, doing what they do and keep playing. And then you let everything else fall into place, and all you can really do is control your effort, and I thought they did. They had a great effort. So
I know how you feel about tonight, and I know what Roosevelt's record is, and you do too. But it's double A basketball, as you always say, and they're motivated because, you know, they know if they win one of these last two, they can qualify for the SODAC 16. You're going to play a team that's going to be ready here tonight, and I'm sure your team knows that.
100%. I wish. I mean, sometimes, in heart of hearts, you know, you relish the challenge. You want every game to be a challenge. But, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, geez, it'd be kind of nice if we had an easy one, you know. it'd be kind of nice. But, that's not the case. And, you know, we shouldn't really think that way because it's basketball. We want to challenge ourselves. We're here to get better. And, you know, tonight's another challenge. You're right. This is a team that's, you know, backed into a corner, and they're going to fight. They got two choices. They're going to fight or fold. And I know for a fact that they're going to fight. So we got to be ready and focused and do our best. And, you know, as long as we come out together and we play as hard as we can, you know, even if it doesn't go our way, when we, you know, we hope and maybe even expect to win, as long as we can hold our heads high and feel good about that, then we'll move forward from there.
What are the keys to success for your team tonight?
You know, I really think we got to do what we do. You know, we run a lot of stuff on offense, but what it really boils down to is, you know, we really want to get out in transition, and we just want to play unselfishly, and I think we rebound pretty well. So let's focus on those three things. And, you know, obviously we pride ourselves on defense. So if we focus on those things, then the rest will take care of itself.
Thank you, sir. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Head coach Kirk Bebound of the Pierre Governors as his team gets ready to play Roosevelt. More on our Pottsylvania Agency State Farm pregame when we return to Sioux Falls in 2 minutes. This is the official voice of the Pierre Governors, 1060 103.1 KGFX.
This winter, sip on a delicious hot cocoa and lose yourself in the grace of a fresh falling snow before you smash that hot mug on the driveway and join First Dakota to bank some noise for winter sports. Stomp for block shots, holler for match ceiling takedowns, and go berserk for a perfect dismount. Let's give the home team all we've got. Bank some noise with us at First Dakota National Bank. Open a new account online today at firstdakota.com. Member FDIC.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pierre. Chuck Lindekugel was an outstanding basketball and track and field athlete for the Governors in the mid-1940s. He was a member of the state championship basketball team in 1944 and state runner-up the following year. He also helped Pierre win the 1945 state track and field title and went on to the University of Minnesota, where he was a member of the 1948 NCAA champions. Chuck Lindekugel, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment has been brought to you by Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pierre.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Do your grocery shopping upstairs. Spacious aisles filled with savings. Shop sporting goods in the lower level. Apparel and footwear for the entire family with brand names like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. Hunting and fishing gear, bait and equipment, and guns. Stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
Updating Pierre Wrestling, as we mentioned, they have eight wrestlers in finals tonight. That's really something. Four boys, four girls. The girls are going to win the team title again as they have a 42.5-point lead over Canton. Brandon Valley has taken the lead in Class A boys over the Governors, 183.5 to 178. Again, we'll get out to Brian in Rapid City right after we get done. The championship matches scheduled to begin in just a few minutes. Here in Sioux Falls, it's the Governors and the Roosevelt Rough Riders in girls basketball. The starting lineups in Lalonde and the Port are next from Sioux Falls. More for you in 3 minutes on the Potsdam Agency State Farm pregame on the official voice of Peer Governor Basketball, 1060-103.1 KGFX.
Tackle your questions about purchasing your home with someone that has a passion for success. Hi, I'm Sean Lewis, mortgage loan officer with American Bank of Trust. Whether you are buying, building, or refinancing, I will help coach you through every step of your American dream. I will keep you informed through the entire buying process and help you find the best product for your home goals. Send me an email, give me a call, or visit me at our Peer location and get started with your American dream. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Flip your loan, lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. This is Jody. Now is the time to refinance your vehicle or a recreational vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%. Plus, no payments for 90 days and $75 cash after finalization. Come see us on North Garfield Avenue at Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gator's Pizza, Pasta, Subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready for something new and out of the normal pizza world? Pop on out and try Gator's new Peachy Serrano Chicken Pizza, an aromatic bouquet of sweet peaches, an amazing flavorful spicy Serrano chili sauce accompanied with our seasoned chicken, real mozzarella and cheddar cheese. The spice level is about an 8 out of 10 on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, or curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash. Gator's Pizza, Pasta, Subs in the Northridge Plaza.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Competitive pay, check. A rewarding and fun environment, check. And best of all, caring for residents and being a part of an amazing team, check and check. Hi, this is Kim Brackey from Edgewood and Peer. We are looking for more dedicated healthcare heroes to join our team. Do you know what makes working at Edgewood so great? We provide care in a fun working environment where you will experience a warm welcome from our amazing team and residents. Come work for a purpose. Give us a call at 494-3400 to learn more. Edgewood, where home and healthcare meet.
The Lariat Lanes in Pierre is your family fun center with leagues for all ages starting up now for bowling, pool, and darts. Stop on out and get signed up. With bumper bowling, the new sink scoring, and a full-service snack bar, there's no better place for your kids' birthday parties or family get-togethers. And sports fanatics, view all your favorite games, including the NFL's Sunday Ticket, coming to the Cactus Lounge. Never complain that there's nothing to do. Come on out to your family fun center, the Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pierre.
Montana Dakota Utility starting lineups for the Peer Governors, running the .56 sophomore Lennox Dupree, 6.9 points, 3.4 rebounds, 3.4 assists, 3.3 steals a game. On the wings, Ryan Berry, 5'8 junior, 8.4 points, 3.1 rebounds, 3.4 assists. Remington Price, 13.8 points a game, 48 made threes, the fourth leading scorer in program history, the 5'7 senior. Avery Kaiser, the 6 foot senior, 6.8 points, 5.9 rebounds. Reese Twilliger, the 5'11 junior, 11.9 points, 6.7 rebounds. Head coach Kirk Bebout and his assistants, Terry Becker, Charisse Blanchett, and Jeff Schleckaway. The MDU Roosevelt starting lineup in 30 seconds after this from Montana Dakota Utilities on KGFX.
Hey, new guy. Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rake, and I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
Yeah, what's your story?
Hey, my last gig, I nearly got electrocuted, almost drowned. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
Our guy calls every time he digs.
It's quick and easy. Any tool can do it. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
This message brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve.
Madison Smalley, a 5'4 sophomore, starts for Roosevelt. They have a very small backcourt along with 5'4 sophomore Brooklyn Cole. Abigail Dewan, one of the three seniors on this team, will start tonight. She is 5'11. And also Katie Spicer, 5'8 on the wing. And Morgan Johnson, the 5'10 sophomore. Head coach Wade Bradfield and his assistants Gretchen Johnson, Malik Dunn, and Greg Anderson. Ball on the court brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. The officials in 30 seconds on KGFX.
Gift cards are great things to give as gifts. But when someone tells you you need to use a gift card to pay for something you owe, like utilities, taxes, and other fees, red flags should go off and it should cause you to stop and think. Most legitimate companies will never tell you to pay with a gift card. Before you go to purchase these gift cards, please call Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986 and let them check things out for you so you're not out of your hard-earned money.
The officials for this evening's game are Abigail Benning Simpson, Casey Cody, and Dawn McEnroy. Law on the court brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Roosevelt will salute their seniors here. Again, our plan on KGFX this evening, right after this game is finished. We'll have a very, very quick postgame and then take you to Rapid City, the Summit Arena at the Monument, where Brian Olkin will continue the coverage of Governor Wrestling in the state championships.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. 1060 KTFX Pier. Rebroadcasting on K276 GT. 103.1 FM for Pier. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
Roosevelt has a 5-4 lead in the all-time series. The Governors did win last year at the Riggs High Gym in the last day of the regular season, 67-52. It was Roosevelt who won the last time the Governors came here 2 years ago. 48-45. And as you heard head coach Blake Bradfield say, the aim is to get this program back to where it was a generation ago. But things have changed a lot in Sioux Falls since then, of course, and it is difficult. But it's really encouraging to hear that the morale on this team is still good. And, of course, there'll be a lot of these players coming back over the next few years. Again, Darren has the boys action on River 92.7 in their very important game on senior night for the Governor boys against Roosevelt at the Riggs High Gym on River 92.7. As we receive updates on what's going on in wrestling tonight, of course, we'll let you know about all of that. Again, a whole lot of Governors in championship matches, and the Governors, they're going to win the girls' team title again. And the margin over Canton before the finals, in fact, was 42.5 points, which tells you something about what this Gerberger girls' team is doing. Again, the Governor boys, 4.5 behind Brandon Valley. Governor basketball on KGFX is brought to you by Kruger Contracting, Venture Communications, Live Ticket of Error Orthopedics, Access Health, Fort Pier, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, as well as Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, the Mayanum Law Firm, Capital City, Ford Lincoln, Toyota, Reiki Gray Wealth Management, Beck Motors, DQ, Nystrom Electric, Dakota Storm Roofing, Bank West, American Bank and Trust, Pier Regional Airport, Overhead Door, First Dakota National Bank, and Lynn's Dakota Mart. Yeah, the phrase trap game gets used a lot, but that the Governors aren't careful, that's what this could be. It's a motivated team. Again, we talked about it with Coach Bradfield. Roosevelt knows if they can pull off the upset tonight or win on the road at Aberdeen on Monday, they can make the SODAC 16. So the Governors are going to have to be ready, and we'll see if they are. That's our Pottsville Agency State Farm pregame. Coming up, it's the Governors and the Roosevelt Rough Riders from Sioux Falls. We'll get it going in 3 minutes on the official voice of the Pier Governors, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Buying or selling a home is an exciting time. Make the smart move of choosing the team at Kathy Sunshine Properties. Hi, this is Jackie Prouty from Kathy Sunshine Properties. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pier Fort Pier area for over 48 years.
We pride ourselves on repeat business, and it is our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Jackie Prouty, at Kathy Sunshine Property, 224-5588. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at venturecom.net.
The weather still might be cold, but it's never too early to think about how you want to spend those upcoming summer days. Oahe Federal Credit Union is running their recreational loan special that offers 90 days no payments and terms up to 15 years. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre and let the girls at Oahe Federal Credit Union get you ready for those sunny days ahead.
People helping people.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Taking care of your vehicles since 1980, TMA and Peer has been serving Central South Dakota for over 42 years, and the Ultimate Tire Store has new owners. Bruce and Brenda Lounsbury, TMA employee for 30 years, has purchased TMA. You can still expect quality service and products from your hometown-owned business. Tires, mufflers, alignments, oil changes, brakes. Call 605-224-6167. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. TMA, next to Northridge Plaza in Peer.
Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Check out their great selection in the meat, deli, and produce department and hardware, as well as the rest of the store. The freshest and best quality in the area. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Lynn's Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Thrifty, local, and convenient.
And remember that you can watch this game at the KGFX page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app, brought to you by Bauman Lumber. Pierre in their old basic black uniforms with emerald green numerals and letters in white trim and the emerald green piping. Roosevelt in their home white uniforms, black numerals and letters in gold trim. Pierre will shoot at the basket to your right as you watch in this first half. Roosevelt from right to left. Pierre starters, Remington Price, Lennox Dupree, Ryan Berry, Reese Twilliger, and Avery Kaiser. For Roosevelt, Brooklyn Cole, Madison Smalley, Katie Spicer, Abigail Dewin, and Morgan Johnson. Taya Cousins normally would start, but Dewin giving the chance to start on her senior nights. And the Rough Riders about to be introduced. And yeah, they don't play these games on paper. They're not robots. You know Roosevelt's going to be ready. It's a team. They've got smiles on their faces. Blake Bradfield was right about that. It's a team that looks like they're still having fun. And as he said, this is a place where he wants to be for a while, so he hopes he can build this program back to what it was. But it started to be difficult last year, and it has not been any better this year. But, think of this, too. It was earlier in the season, but they only lost to Brandon Valley by 6. Brandon Valley, of course, has improved greatly since then. So, look, that's just the way AA basketball is. You have to be ready. Head coach Kirk Bebout said, rebound well, share the ball, And that will do all right. Avery Kaiser to jump center against Morgan Johnson. Opening tip brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Martin Ford Pier. We hope you enjoy the action from Sioux Falls in the next to last game of this regular season. It's Roosevelt that takes the tip, and Brooklyn Cole brings it to the right side to Katie Spicer. Swinging on the left to Madison Smalley. Here's a drive by Cole. She's going against taller players. Taking it away is Avery Kaiser for Pier, and a drive on the other end for Alea. Pier leads by a score of 2-0. Leads to Williger, as he's done so many times, lays it in, and now Pier takes it away again. Kaiser with another steal. Lennox Dupree sets it up for Williger at a high post, left foul line extended. Right wing for Dupree, and a drive by Williger. Off glass and scores again. Give and go for Reese. She has the first four, 7-10 in the first quarter. It is 4-0 Pier. Another pass thrown away right to Remington Price. Roosevelt hasn't had a shot yet. They've had three turnovers. Dupree backs it out with those pink sneakers. Now Kaiser with a ball that went off a foot of a Roosevelt player. And Pier will inbound with 22 in the shot clock. 6:51 to go in the first quarter. Lob to Kaiser, and it's into the lane for Price, but she took steps, and the Governors turn it over for the first time. Four nothing Pier at 6:41 in the first quarter here in Sioux Falls. Roosevelt, as Morgan Johnson brought it down the floor, got knocked out of bounds by Avery Kaiser. Looking for their first shot attempt on their fourth possession. Right corner, Spicer, guarded tightly, right of the lane. Runner from 10, misses. Rebound, Remington Price for Pier. Coming down the right alley is Ryan Berry for the Govs. 15-3. Most wins for this program in 8 years. Hand off to Berry, down on the right post, it's to Williger. Drives, got fouled by Morgan Johnson. And Reese, who has been superb at the line, one of a couple of free throws, and sports marketing partners who help bring you Governor Basketball and KGFX include Red Rosa Italian Grill, Capital City Campus, All Around Graphics, Iceberg Funeral Home, Comtech, South Dakota National Guard. First free throw misses. Before that, Terwilliger was 72%. She'll have one more. 6:13 in the first quarter. 4-0 Pier. Still 4-0. But with the miss, yes, it happened again. Another lane violation on the opponent, this time on Roosevelt. And again, Reese Terwilliger has a second opportunity. On the way, on the porch, she did it again. 5-0 Pier, 6-10 in the first. Pressure in the backcourt. Came to Johnson, right alley, Smalley. Right wing, Morgan Johnson for Roosevelt. On their fifth possession, they've had one shot attempt and three turnovers. Rob on the right wing. Well, between the circles, actually, it's Johnson. Top of the right wing for Madison Smalley. Now it's Spicer up top, trying to make a move. Lost the ball, picked up by Lennox Dupree. Down floor for Terwilliger, but then good play by Brooklyn Cole to come back and take it away for Roosevelt, and Pier knocks it out of bounds. So four turnovers, or I should say Roosevelt knocked it out of bounds, so it's five turnovers on Roosevelt, two now on Pier. Into Berry, makes a baseline drive on the right block and scores off glass, and it's 7-0 Pier. And so far the Governors are taking care of their business. 5:20 in the first quarter. Spicer for Cole. Back to Spicer. Between the rings, it's Johnson. And it again to Katie Spicer. Guarded here by Dupree. For Morgan Johnson on the right side to Brooklyn Cole. Into the lane for Dewan. A bounce to Smalley. Right wing three on top. Good! Katie Spicer. Roosevelt knocks down a three, cuts the Pierre lead to 7-3. Head coach Kirk Beebout appears immediately, wants a 30-second Integra timeout. We'll take it to 4:58 in the first. Pierre 7, Roosevelt 3, back in 30 on KGFX.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pierre.
Roosevelt took the Integra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. Sintedro's coming to the game for the Governors. She inbounds to Lennox Dupree from the backcourt, and Roosevelt puts on a little pressure. 7-3 Pierre, 4:50 in the first quarter. Price handed it back to Dupree. Bounce right of the lane for Tedro. Sydney on the middle of the right wing for Price. Baseline drive with a screen. Drives, and it's off the rim. But Price gained her own rebound. Handed it to Dupree, and she got knocked over. Second rebound for Remy. And a Roosevelt foul here on Brooklyn Cole. It's her first and the second. Team foul on the Rough Riders. Inbound to the Price on the left wing. Barry on the right wing for Pierre is pushed by Katie Spicer, and that is her first and the third Roosevelt team foul. New shot clock before the ball's even inbounded. A little tug of the jersey by Brooklyn Cole and Lennox Dupree, and that's two on her. Team foul number four. Into Dupree again, still guarded by Cole. Top of the right wing, Remy Price. Three's coming. Good! Remington Price makes a 10-3 Pierre. Career three, number 190. And as the Governors bring the ball into the front court, or as Roosevelt does, a foul on Pierre as Maya Shorter will come in. Or at least Christofferson, I should say. Lennox Dupree had the foul. Christofferson. Salva doesn't score much, less than 2 points a game, but that's not her game. She does so many things, rebound and defend. Smalley on the right wing for Roosevelt, who's down 10-3. 3:57 first quarter, and a little push here by Tedro on Abigail Doolin. Or Christofferson, I should say. She also... or it is Tedro. Sid's first and the second team foul. Aubrey McCall has come in for Roosevelt. It's Cole up top, 14-footer in the lane, is short. Got her own rebound, but then threw it right to Ryan Barry. So the sixth Roosevelt turnover. Price on the right wing for Barry. 3:33 in the first 10-3. Pierce straightaway three. Price good again. Remington Price has six, both on threes. 13-3 Pierre. 3:20 in the first. Left corner Smalley with a bounce out to Cole for Roosevelt. Lob for Spicer into the lane. Good drive. Can't hit the shot on the runner from 5 feet, but Katie is fouled. She'll have free throws here. Is it Tedro again? That's too quickly if it is, yes. Spicer missed the first free throw. Maya Shorter in for Pierre, the senior. Matea Cousins, who, as we say, would normally start, is also now into the game, along with Cameron Wilkinson for Roosevelt. Shorter, 2.8 points, 1.7 rebounds a game. Second one's good for Spicer. Pierre leads Roosevelt 13-4 at 3:08 in the first quarter. Right-hand dribble by Barry to Price. Swinging to the left side for Christofferson. Skip it on the right side for Price. Left wing for AC. To Price, left of the lane. Drives. Pass to defender. Misses. Aubrey McCall. A good position there and gain the rebound. Into the front court. And here is a drive by McCall. But Maya Shorter trying to get in her way. Instead, fouled her. Maya's first 14 foul on Pierre. This game's being called pretty tightly. Pierre steals it away. A drive by Ryan Berry to the lane. And Ryan's fouled. Seven turnovers now on Roosevelt. And Matea Cousins has this Rough Rider foul, her first, and Roosevelt's fifth. Ryan Berry, 60% foul shooter at the line for two, and the first is good. Sports marketing partners to bring you Governor Basketball include Kathy Sunshine Properties, Delta Dental, First Dakota National Bank, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Floss Dentistry, and American Bank and Trust. One more for Barry. Good. Ryan has four. Pierre leads by 11, 15-4. 2:39, first quarter here in Sioux Falls. Thank you for joining us. Big trouble for Wilkinson in the backcourt. Knocked out of bounds by Pierre. But Roosevelt is still having to inbound from the opposing baseline from their offensive end. It's to Spicer and across the Rough Rider logo. She's into the front court. Left wing for Morgan Johnson. Stolen! Libri Kaiser then lost the handle of the ball but picked it back up and gave it to Shorter. That was an alert play. Price a three straight away. This one's off the rim. And dual possession on the rebound. And it's Pierre with the arrow. Lennox Dupree back in for Remington Price. For Pierre, Madison Smalley back in for Brooklyn Cole for Roosevelt. 15-4, Pierre. 2:14, first quarter. Berry, right wing, right corner, Kaiser. It's up top for Dupree. Nearly lost. It's able to hang on to it, though. Berry up top, fake the three. Right wing, Kaiser tries a baseline drive, but it took a walk instead. Her turnover is the governor's third. Again, right after this game. Take you to Rapid City for coverage of the individual state wrestling championships with Brian Oakland here on River 93 on KGFX. All sorts of governors and championship matches. Backing down on the lane. McCall turns around and scores. Nice move by Aubrey McCall. 15-6 for Pierre. 1:40 first quarter. Governors of 5-8 shooting. Roosevelt 2-4. By corner, it is a bounce pass from Kaiser to Shorter, but she couldn't get the layup. McCall with a rebound, then lost the ball. Price picks it up, drives, left it short, but gained her own rebound. Dupree up top again for Berry. 1:10 in the first, Pierre by 9. The longest lead is 11. Into the lane for Kaiser, and it blocked away by McCall. But then the rebound tipped and came to Kaiser. She's able to gain her own board, and then the Governors lose it anyway. And into the front court, Madison Smalley. She turns it over. Lennox Dupree takes it away. Drives for the layup that missed. But the follow by Christofferson also missed. And she tapped it back to Kaiser. And head coach Kirk Bebout wants an Actegra. Timeout. Not an organized offensive look there. 37.5 seconds left in the first. What do we have? How long is it? A 30-second Actegra timeout. 15-6 Pier. Back in 30 on KGFX.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
Another AgTech with Ty Mountaker. They can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra Cooperative today. It's Christofferson on the left wing. About 15 feet into the front court inbounds. Return pass from Dupree, left wing for Lennox. Left corner running to Price. 30 seconds in the first quarter. To Twilliger on the left block. Left it short. But the rebound to Twilliger. And an offensive board. Kaiser with a drive, and she I don't know what this signal is. Apparently lost it out of bounds. Abigail's giving me signals I've never seen before. 10 seconds in the first quarter. Call for Roosevelt. Christofferson trying to tie her up on the floor. It does end up in a dual possession. And so the arrow does keep it with Roosevelt. 4.6 in the first quarter. Peer up 15-6. It's into Spicer. 2 seconds and one. The shot misses, and Remington Price has her fourth rebound as the first quarter ends. The one on the Wegner Auto scoreboard, 15-6 peer over Roosevelt. Blizzard sale tomorrow at Wegner Auto. Back in 1 minute with the second quarter, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
This winter, sip on a delicious hot cocoa and lose yourself in the grace of a fresh falling snow before you smash that hot mug on the driveway and join First Dakota to bank some noise for winter sports. Stomp for block shots, holler for match ceiling takedowns, and go berserk for a perfect dismount. Let's give the home team all we've got. Bank some noise with us at First Dakota National Bank. Open a new account online today at firstdakota.com. Member FDIC.
This Governor's Sports Moment is being brought to you by the independent team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Peer. The 2011 and 12 Peer Governor Wrestling Team accomplished something that put them in the record book. The Governor swept the ESD regular season slate, winning all seven matches against conference foes. They then won the ESD tournament. After a Region 3A team victory, the team saved the best for last, winning the state Class A state tournament title. The 2011 and 12 Peer Governor Wrestling Team, one of Peer's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment has been brought to you by Fisher Rounds and Associates of Peer.
And speaking of wrestling, we head right to Rapid City after this game. Several governors, a lot of them in individual state championships tonight. Second quarter, Dupree starts with a three bottom. Lennox first three of the game, and the governors have the largest lead at 12 and 18-6. Cole for Roosevelt, up top for Spicer. She tries a three off the front rim. Rebound went off Roosevelt, out of bounds. Pierre now at 6 for 14 shooting, 43%. They are 3 out of 4 on threes. Roosevelt, 2 of 6, so 8 fewer shots. Twilliger with a drive in the lane, but she threw it over the rim. And Morgan Johnson rebounds for Roosevelt. Down by 12. They just not have had very many opportunities, thanks in part to their 7 turnovers. Cole with a hand to Johnson. Morgan. Bounce again to Katie Spicer. Turns with it. Nearly threw it too far. In fact, in. Twilliger stole it. But then it's stolen right back from her by Johnson. In some trouble in the baseline, then she threw it away. This has not exactly been the neatest game so far, but the governors are happy with their 12-point lead. 6 turnovers on Pierre, 9 on Roosevelt. Entry pass for a drive by Twilliger. Caught him with a foul. Great feed by Christofferson, and Twilliger now has 7. Twenty to 6 for Pierre. Abigail Doolin with the foul. Her first. Christofferson out. Ryan Berry back in. Twilliger looks to make it a 15-point lead with 6:39 left in the half. And it's off the rim. You're not going to believe this. Another plane violation on an opponent when Twilliger's shooting a free throw. just about 10 of them this year? It's got to be, Caleb. Maybe more than that. Wow, one more for Reese. She hit it. And I think on 9 of them, on the second chance, she's made them. 21-6 Pierce, 6:35 first half. There's a little hitch, something she does that forces a player to flinch. Like a lineman in football, pass thrown away. Remington Price intercepts for Pierre. Down floor, drives for a layup, but it's off the rim. Terwilliger trying to grab it, does. Leaves it for Dupree, but the pass doesn't make it back to Reese. And it's taken away by Abigail Dewan. Now in the front court, Spicer with a three. Good! Katie Spicer's hit 2 threes. 21-9 for Pierre now. That's 7 of the 9 for Roosevelt by Katie Spicer. Terwilliger jumper in the lane, off glass and missing. Morgan Johnson with a rebound. Right corner threes coming here for Smalley, and it's short. Three rebounds for Pierre, but then lost it out of bounds. Cameron Wilkinson, Aubrey McCall back in for Roosevelt. Although the Governors are leading by 12. Play on offense been a little ragged so far. Of course, we're hearing, I guess, to their last time out a week ago tonight. They played so well offensively against Mitchell, and they needed to. Lob down low. McCall, but missed the layup try. Jamila got the rebound, and then Reese's foul. Cole just didn't quite go up strong enough. And Aubrey McCall has the foul, her first. Team foul number 7 puts Pierre into the bonus. Boys action tonight at the Riggs High Gym. In a game the Governors really need. They're leading Roosevelt 41-33. Darren Boyle has that coverage for you on River 92-7. To with a good front end of the 1-1 for Reese on the way. Or no, they're saying 2 shots. Another lane violation. It's uncanny. That's the 3rd one in this game. Another chance for the front end. Yeah, it's good. I mean, you can count on it. 22-9, Pierre. Reese has 9 points. And she's 3 of 4 at the line, and she has another. And this one's short. Tedrow trying to grab the rebound. Can't save it. Out of bounds to Roosevelt. I should have counted these like Brian counts dunks for the boys. But it has to be 15 lane violations on Pierre free throws, most by Terwilliger. Trying to take away is Barry, but good play by Spicer to keep the ball. Right wing for Johnson. But it's a 10-second violation on Roosevelt. We saw that happen to Mitchell last Friday night. Avery Kaiser back in for the Governors. Barry on left wing, 4:59 and a half. I told you the score in a bit, 22-9, Pierre. Price right wing open for a moment, but Kaiser with a dump down low didn't make it to Terwilliger. Ends up in a dual possession, but that's going to give it to Roosevelt. Yeah, Kirk Bebout couldn't remember the number of turnovers they did have against Mitchell. I can tell you it was 19, and they have 9 now tonight. Cousins back up front for Spicer. Roosevelt down 13, 4:40 and a half, 22-9, Pierre. Right wing, a small A3. Good! Three, 22-12. Cole, not Smalley. Pierre by 10, 4:25 and a half. Pass in the lane for Avery Kaiser, and she is hacked. In a game that continues to be called very tightly. Oh, if that's Brooklyn Cole, that's her 3rd foul, yes. She's on Madison Smalley is in. Reese Terwilliger out, and by a shorter back in for Pierre, front of the 1-1. Avery Kaiser rolled it in. She'll take that. She struggled at the line this year. Only 45%, 23-12, Pierre at 4:22 and a half. The second's good, too. For Avery's first two, 24-12, Pierre at 4:20 and a half. Lob to Smalley on the left wing for Roosevelt. Handing it to Wilkinson. Back up top to Katie Spicer. Left wing for Smalley. Spicer hands it on the right side to Matea Cousins. Still 15 on the Roosevelt shot clock midway through the second quarter. Drive on the right baseline. Over the rim by Spicer. Lennox Dupree with a governor rebound. Price with an entry pass. Too far and out of bounds. Turnover number 10 for Pierce. Elise Christofferson comes back in for Lennox Dupree for the Governors. Morgan Johnson back in for Katie Spicer for Roosevelt. Again, a quick post game for us, and then we'll take you to Rapid City for individual wrestling state championship matches with Brian. A lot of Governors in title matches tonight. Call nearly traveled. Instead turned around on the lane for a jumper. They missed a shorter good position on the rebound, and Maya's fouled. That one's on Cameron Wilkinson. That is her first. And that's the ninth team foul on Roosevelt. And Maya Shorter, front end of the 1-1. It's been a tough time for her, too, at the line. Only 1 of 9. But that one is nothing but net. You can't keep those Shorter kids down. 25-12, Pierre, 3:39 in the first half. One more for one of the seniors will be saluted Monday evening against Jefferson. She's good. 26-12, Pierre, and of course Shorter had a 10-point scoring game a week ago Tuesday against Brookings. Trouble in the backcourt for Madison Smalley, and Roosevelt calls a full Integra timeout. We'll take a minute. 3:36 first half, Pierre 26, Roosevelt 12, back in 60 seconds on KGFX.
Tackle your questions about purchasing your home with someone that has a passion for success. Hi, I'm Sean Lewis, mortgage loan officer with American Bank & Trust. Whether you are buying, building, or refinancing, I will help coach you through every step of your American dream. I will keep you informed through the entire buying process and help you find the best product for your home goals. Send me an email, give me a call, or visit me at our peer location and get started with your American dream. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
To operative today, and once again Roosevelt turns it over. Barry with a baseline drive, no good, and she's knocked over. And she tried to gain the rebound, pushed down by Aubrey McCall, and that's her second. That means the double bonus. Ryan Barry, 2 for 2 earlier. Governors, 9 of 11. Good start for them at the line tonight. First one, good. 3:25 in the first half, 27-12. Pierre, Katie Spicer back in for Roosevelt. Also in is Elizabeth Acefa, 6-foot junior. Deegan Huska has won state championship for Pierre, 160 pounds in wrestling. Second one missed. Battle for it on the floor. Dual possession will keep it with the Governors. So Deegan Huska in the first of many state championship matches wins at 160. Inbounds pass, drive by Kaiser. Good set up by Lennox Dupree. 29-12 for Pierre, their longest lead 17. 3:13 and a half. Spicer on right wing. foul over on that side. Slightly surprised, Maya Shorter is called for his second. Team foul number 5. 3:09 in the half in a game that has not had a whole lot of flow to it. Spicer, right wing, Wilkinson with a three that's off the rim and knocked out of bounds by Roosevelt. 4 out of 12 shooting now for Roosevelt, 7 of 19 for Pierre. But they're 2 of 3 on threes, the Governors, and they're 10 of 13 at the foul line. Skip pass left wing from Kaiser to Berry. Ryan, middle of the wing, always Kristoffers. 2:43 in that, Pierre up 29 to 12. Bounce from Kaiser to Shorter, right wing Dupree. Top of the arc, three. Good, Avery Kaiser. 7 for Kaiser all in this quarter. That's fifth made three of the year, and it's a 20-point peer lead at 32-12. Spicer had an entry pass, knocked out of bounds by Avery Kaiser as Reese Terwilliger comes back in for Maya Shorter. 2:21 and a half. Here's led all the way since scoring first. Lob to Cameron Wilkinson, right wing Spicer, back to Wilkinson, left wing, middle of the wing, it's Smalley. Stops left of the lane, missed from 12 feet. And there's Elise Kristofferson rebounding again. Dupree on top, right wing to Kaiser, back to Lennox, right wing to for Kaiser. Drive, nope, bounce instead for Terwilliger, counter with a foul. Set her up with a bounce pass. And Reese put it in. 34 to 12 for Pierre. Remington Price is back in. Replace Ryan Berry. The foul was the second on Cameron Wilkinson. Another double-digit scoring game for Reese Terwilliger. She averages 12 a game. That's what she has now as she hit the free throw. All Pierre, 35-12 over Roosevelt, 1:53 in the first half. Wilkinson, right baseline, bring it up top to Katie Spicer. Handed her face by who else but Kristofferson. To Smalley, swinging to the right side for Morgan Johnson. 15 on the shot clock. Down low for Acefa. Terwilliger trying to knock it away. Who touched it last? Terwilliger did. It'll stay with Roosevelt. But only 9 on the Rough Riders shot clock and 1:28 to go in the half. Huskas win, by the way, 10-6 over O'Gorman's Keenan Sheridan. And it's thrown away again by Roosevelt. Down floor, Price to Dupree. For a layup. And the Governors are now up 25 and a 30-second Exegra timeout by Roosevelt. 1:17, first half. Here's 37, Roosevelt 12. We're back in 30 on KGFX.
It's time to book your flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com or American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. The morning flight leaves at 8:20, allowing you to connect with the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds. Enjoy no driving and free parking when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a 1-hour direct flight to Denver.
Pier Regional Airport, skip the drive.
And Actegra timeout acres ahead to maximize your farm journey potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. Tell you a little bit more about Reese Terwilliger's season coming up. She's in double figures again. Battle for the loose ball on the floor after the timeout. Dual possession goes with Roosevelt. As Matea Cousins is back in for Madison Smalley. This is the 1, 2, 3, 4, counting up 15 time in 19 games that Reese has scored in double figures. Entry pass to Acefa. And Reese has called for the touch foul, her first. Luis Christopherson is out. Ryan Berry back in for Pier. 105 and a half, 37 to 12. Governors well in control. Looks like they'll be 16 and 3 heading into the showdown with Jefferson Monday at the Riggs High Gym. Spicer with a right wing three, no good. Long rebound Kaiser and then lost it. It's going to be loose on the floor again. Dual possession, but it'll stay with Pier this time. Also, Terwilliger has 4 double-doubles. And tonight we have Reese with just a couple of rebounds and her 12 points. Free left wing for Berry, 42 seconds in the half. Top 4, Terwilliger in a high post. The junior hands it off to Dupree, fumbled it. That's travel. Even with a big lead, the Governor's not playing perfectly. That's 11 turnovers. seconds to go in the half. Left wing, it is a Spicer three for Roosevelt that's off the rim. Price knocked the rebound out of bounds. Roosevelt will keep it. 25.2, that'll turn the shot clock off. Morgan Johnson will inbound in the right corner for the Rough Riders. 0-18. To Spicer in the lane with 21 seconds. Her drive off glass is missing. There's the third rebound for Terwilliger. Back to Dupree. The Governors will walk it down. Looks like they'll play for the last shot. 10 seconds. Kaiser will start the drive with 7. Now hands it back to Price with 5. And she's fouled with 4.4. Spicer or Wilkinson? Neither. It's Morgan Johnson. Price at the line for the first time. She had 2 threes in the first quarter. The first misses. I didn't even get the chance to jinx her. Brooklyn Cole, Madison Smalley, Aubrey McCall all back in for Roosevelt. Price a 76% foul shooter before that miss. And of course, she's been so good all throughout her 4-year career with the Governors. She'll have another. On the way. Rolled around. It's good. 38 to 12 for Pier. 2.5. Cole can't get a shot away before the end of the first half. And the Pier Governors with a dominant first half, leading the Roosevelt Rough Riders, 38-12 on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Wagner Auto, the one place to go. It's blizzard sale time tomorrow. In fact, hear from Chuck Hansen. Tomorrow morning, he'll be out there with a Dakota Cruiser here on KGFX. Our halftime report on the way. We'll update you on the boys. We'll update you on wrestling, too. And we'll continue from the Sioux Falls in 3 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball. 1060 AM and 103.1 FM, KGFX.
Nystrom Electrical Contracting has quality electricians with decades of experience. They offer dependable installation for commercial and residential construction or day-to-day service. Whether you're looking for new construction or remodeling existing buildings or homes, contact your full-service electrical contractor, Nystrom Electric. Visit their website, nystromelectric.com, or call them for estimates on your next project at 605-224-8750. Nystrom Electrical Contracting in Pier.
Access Health Fort Pier welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pier, assuring access to quality health care.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at venturecom.net.
Dakota Storm Roofing. It's a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. Purchasing or selling a home can be the largest investment you make. I invite you to choose our team to help you with the process. For over 48 years, our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area with our professional service. It is our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at Kathy Sonnenschein Properties, 605-224-5588.
It's time to book your flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com or American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. The morning flight leaves at 8:20, allowing you to connect with the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds. Enjoy no driving and free parking when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a one-hour direct flight to Denver.
Pierre Regional Airport, skip the drive.
Tackle your questions about purchasing your home with someone that has a passion for success. Hi, I'm Sean Lewis, mortgage loan officer with American Bank of Trust. Whether you are buying, building, or refinancing, I will help coach you through every step of your American dream. I will keep you informed through the entire buying process and help you find the best product for your home goals. Send me an email, give me a call, or visit me at our Pierre location and get started with your American dream. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And it's all Pierre, 37-12. The Governor's lead, the Roosevelt Rough Riders. David Burrell with you. Our studio coordinator is Haley Hansen. And again, we'll get right out to Rapid City at the end of this game, not too long after the end of this game, tell you about the individual state wrestling championships. And we'll update you more on that in a moment. Brian Oakland is there. Let's run over the first half numbers in this game. Reese Terwilliger with 12 for the Governors. Three rebounds also. Remington Price and Avery Kaiser each scored 7. Price with a couple more threes. Lennox Dupree and Ryan Berry with 5. Maya Shorter with 2. Katie Spicer with a couple of threes. And Len Roosevelt with 7 points. 3 for Brooklyn Cole and 2 for Aubrey McCall. And that's all the scoring for Roosevelt, as the Governors have been in control from the very start, although they have turned it over 11 times. But otherwise, it's going quite well for Pierre in this game. The shooting, 48% and 11 of 23. They are 4 out of 5 on their threes tonight. Roosevelt just 4 of 16 shooting. And half their shots have been threes. They're 3 for 8. Roosevelt has hurt themselves, too, with 14 turnovers. Pierre with an enormous rebounding advantage at 19-7. And they're leading Roosevelt at the half by a score of 38-12. And that was one of the keys that head coach Kirk Bebout told us about in the pregame. Rebound well, share the ball. He'd like to see the turnovers cut down, but again, the Governors well on their way to win number 16. Now, let's update you again on what's happening at state wrestling. Another Governor has wrestled in a championship match, and that's Trey Lewis, but he has fallen in a tough one, 3-2, to Sam Wordle of T Area. But earlier tonight, there was a state champion for the Governors at 160, Deegan Huska, a 10-6 decision. What a match that must have been over Keenan Sheridan of O'Gorman. And again, we'll get right on to Brian in Rapid City. And the Governors continue to play well in boys basketball, 60-51. They're leading Roosevelt at the end of 3 at the Riggs High Gym. Head coach Brianna Kuzler said she really wanted to see her team play with some intensity. In these last two games, they probably have to win tonight and then win here in Sioux Falls against Jefferson on Monday to host a Sonac 16 game. They're ninth in the C point standings right now. So far, it's going so well, but still 8 minutes to play at the Riggs High Gym. But that would be a big win against the Roosevelt boys team that has continued to improve as this season has gone along. Reminder that in our postgame, our Family Dental appearing Gettysburg postgame will name our Bob and Lumber player of the game. So stay tuned for that. One other score that we do want to tell you about of a local girls basketball action at last, after it had been postponed twice. Stanley County Buffaloes finally got to play their 6A girls first round game against Dupree and Mobridge this evening, and didn't go well for the Buffs. They fell to Dupree 54-17, so Keeley Braceland's team ends the season at 6-15. Now, Monday night, here on KGFX, late Monday afternoon, actually 5:30, the Governor Girls on Senior Night at the Riggs High Gym will host Jefferson. Then on Tuesday, we'll have Stanley County Boys first round 6A game. Looks like that's going to be in Miller. We'll know about that definitely over the weekend. And then don't forget also, Minnesota Twins baseball returns to KGFX on Wednesday afternoon. Can't wait for that. The first of 10 spring training games that will bring you. It'll be at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers on Wednesday as the Twins beat the Philadelphia Phillies. Both teams back on the floor. We're not too far from the start of the second half. The Governors by 25, trying to make it another running clock. They have had a few of these. They did the last time in Brookings a week ago Tuesday. Again, thank you for bearing with me. A slight cold, but we'll make it. Even if we have to croak our way through this, we'll make it. Second half, the Governors in black will shoot at the bucket to your left. Watch it at the KGFX page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app, brought to you by Bauman Lumber, Remington Price, Lennox Dupree, Ryan Berry, Reese Tewillinger, Avery Kaiser for Pier, Brooklyn Cole, Madison Smalley, Katie Spicer, Abigail Dewin, and Morgan Johnson start the second half as they did the game for the Roosevelt Rough Riders. The arrow goes to Roosevelt, so they will inbound to start the second half of play. And the second half throw-in is brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Martin Fort Pier. However, Dawn McEnroy is still visiting with head coach Kirk Bebout of the Governors about something. We can only guess what. Now that discussion is over, and we're ready for the second half of play. Again, stay with us. Not too far after we finish, we will take you to Rapid City for individual wrestling state championships. And Deegan Huskin has won state title in 160. Doing a pass knockdown, nearly stepped into the backcourt. Spicer is able to recover. Left wing for Cole. She wants a three. Missed everything. Chewillinger with a rebound. And down floor, Kaiser drives in for a layup that's good. Kaiser with a good night tonight. She has 9, and it's 39-12 here. 30 seconds gone in the third quarter. Johnson right wing to Spicer again. Hand on the left side to Madison Smalley. Now to Brooklyn Call. Smalley up top on the right wing to Spicer. Launches another three. This one misses. Kaiser with some authority grabs the rebound for Pierre. 3 of 10 on threes Now for Roosevelt. Price, top of the right wing. Stops on the old circle. Kaiser with an entry to Terwilliger. Makes the player miss. Lays it in. 14 for Reese. And it is 42-12. The scoreboard says 41, but I think it's 42. It is 42-12 for Pierce. So it is the 30-point lead. So it is the running clock. Spicer on left wing. For Morgan Johnson, up top for Brooklyn Cole. Right wing Madison Smalley, 8 on the shot clock now for Roosevelt. Smalley in the middle of the right wing, hands it to Cole, stops in the lane, floater from 13 misses. Rebound tipped, tipped again, Lennox Dupree handed it off to Ryan Berry. Down floor for Price, and Rennie hits a layup. 9 for Price, and it's 44-12 for Pierce, 6-10 in the third quarter. So, this one will be expedited at the finish. Spicer on left wing, and Roosevelt's going to be 0-19, but remember, they have one more chance Monday night to make the Sodak 16. Three-pointer is short here by Johnson, rebounded by Ryan Berry for Pierce. Yeah, if they can beat Aberdeen Central, they'll make the Sodak 16. Entry pass for Dupree, left it for a cutting. Kaiser, and Avery laid it in. And Kaiser now has 11. 46-12 for Pierre. 5:30 in the third quarter. Spicer lost the ball. Dupree picked it up. 15th turnover on Roosevelt. They have three more turnovers than points. Pass down low to Berry. Layup no good but fouled by Katie Spicer. And Ryan will head to the line.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. 1060 KTFX Pierre. Rebroadcasting on K276 GT. 103.1 FM Fort Pierre. You booze, you cruise, you lose.
All right, and it's 3 out of 4 there tonight. The first one here is good. Here comes Sydney Tedrow. Here comes Elise Christofferson for Pierre. Here comes a 4-for-4 swap for Blake Bradfield and Roosevelt. 47-12 for Pierre. 5-12 in the third. It's still wrong on the scoreboard here. One more for Berry. Short. Rebounded by Elizabeth Acefa, who just returned to the game. And then the ball is lost again by Roosevelt. Another turnover. Price for Berry, back to Remington Price. The Governors can look ahead to the showdown with Jefferson. 18-footer by Remy, rattled out. Terwilliger offensive board, follow scores. to 12, Pierre, the 16th point for Reese. 4:38 in the third. Cousins, who's back in, leaves it for Spicer with a left wing three that's no good. And Ryan Berry has the Pierre rebound. And the Governors are well in control. Berry stops, thought about taking that three, but that would have met with some resistance. Instead, giving it to Williger. She drives and lays it in again, and Reese has 18. She set a career high not too long ago with that 20-point game.
45
to Williger out, Maya Shorter's out, and Elise Christofferson with the foul, driving the lane, is off the glass by Spicer. Shorter rebounds. Shorter up top, left wing for Dupree. She takes an 18-footer from the left side that rims the basket. Christofferson the rebound, and she's fouled by Matea Cousins. It's her first. second team foul on Roosevelt. It's not being called quite as tightly now as it was in the first half. The score, I think, has a lot to do with that. Ball is thrown out of bounds. Or knocked out of bounds, I should say, by Roosevelt. We'll bring Brooklyn Cole back in. Ryan Berry to the bench. Her night probably over. Carol Weiss comes in. Clock keeps running with this. I guess they must have said here's an inbounds pass to shorter mile lays it in. It must have said that the three must have been a two because still says 52-12 on the board. It's immaterial, frankly, because the Governors are dominating this game. Here's a drive in the lane that's missing by McCall. Carol Weiss on the board with a rebound. Shorter, or I should say Tedro, lost the ball on the left baseline. Cameron Wilkinson takes it over for Roosevelt. Right wing, here's a Smalley three. She splashes down. 123 in the third. 50 will go with this. 52-15 for Pierre. Minute 15 left in the third. Maybe that's what the discussion was about at the start of the half. Shorter misses, rebounded by Spicer. Again, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference at this point. Here's a drive into the lane. It's missing by Spicer. Shorter lets it go out of bounds. Pure basketball. Danny Beck comes in. For Lennox Dupree. Should say Roosevelt basketball. Seconds. Steal taken by Christofferson. Drives off the glass. She missed it. Shorter. Muscles away, or a Tendro muscles away for the rebound and scores. 54-15 Pierre, 22 seconds. Third quarter. Cole left it up top for Katie Spicer. Now a dual possession. And the arrow points to Pierre. Counts as another turnover, the 17th on Roosevelt. And the third quarter will run out before... Not quite before the Governors get it in. Christofferson just dribbles it out. Through three on the Wagnerado scoreboard in Sioux Falls. Pier 54, Roosevelt 15. Wagnerado, the blizzard sale is tomorrow. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
This winter, sip on a delicious hot cocoa and lose yourself in the grace of a fresh falling snow.
Before you smash that hot mug on the driveway and join First Dakota to bank some noise for winter sports. Stomp for block shots, holler for match ceiling takedowns, and go berserk for a perfect dismount. Let's give the home team all we've got. Bank some noise with us at First Dakota National Bank. Open a new account online today at firstdakota.com. Member FDIC.
Once again, after we get done here in Sioux Falls, we will take you to Rapid City for state wrestling. Deegan Hoosgaz won the 160-pound boys Class A championship tonight. Trey Lewis lost his 182-pound title match. Sports marketing partners of Brigade Governor Basketball include the Mara Law Office, Anderson Rumsfeld Dental, and the Pier Area Chamber of Commerce. Brooklyn Call for Roosevelt as the fourth quarter begins. Bauman Lumber, a player of the game in our postgame. A family dental appear in Gettysburg postgame show. Call up top and goes into the lane. Brings it up front now for Katie Spicer. Into the lane, nice drive, left a shot short, gained her own rebound, though. Looked on the left side for a doing shot that missed everything. But Johnson has a third opportunity and draws a foul. The clock does stop, as we told you before, for free throws. Kara Weiss with her first foul. Free throw, the first of two, round the basket and rimming out for Johnson. Yep, it was 97 through 2002. Second one's good. This Roosevelt program won 111 games in a row. Unbelievable. Five state championships in a row, of course. They're a long way from that now. Pass on the right wing for Tedro. Good play to knock it out of bounds. Johnson, oh, went off a Pierre Governor. So an even better play by Morgan Johnson. It's Roosevelt ball. 2:16 left at the Riggs High Gym. It's a thriller. Pierre 66 in boys basketball. Roosevelt 63. Darren has it on River 92-7. The Governors need it, as you know. Johnson to the right wing. Bounce it for Spicer. 6:33 to play. And Katie tries a three that missed everything. It's out of bounds to the Governors. Sports marketing partners of Virginia Governor Basketball include Pierre Dental Clinic, Century Business Products, Midco, the Olinger Law Firm, DRG Media Group, Pitts Design, Bill Wegner Auto, Stoken Peterson, Lingle, Waltz, High, and Jones, LLP. Shorter out front, couldn't hang on to the ball after the pass came to her. But that clock does keep running. We're down to 6 minutes to play. Stay with us. Individual state championship wrestling coverage not long after we get done here in Sioux Falls. Smalley, a left wing up top to call. Now Katie Spicer wants another three. This one's off the rim. Tipped through three sets of hands. Battle for it on the floor. Dual possession belongs to Pierre. As Lainey Reinke has come into the Governor lineup. 5'7 junior. Could Grace Richter get her first varsity action tonight? We'll see. Pass knocked away. Good play. Brooklyn Cole forced the turnover. Down floor, a drive by Spicer to the rim. She scores. 9 for Spicer. She leads Roosevelt. 54-18 Pierre with 5 minutes to go. Hand on an entry pass by Madison Smalley. It's out of bounds. And Gracelyn Taylor makes an appearance again. The 5'5 sophomore. For Elise Christofferson, whose night's work is most likely done. Breaking in the right corner for Weiss. Up top, shorter. Wants a three, but a couple feet short. But a good play by Reinke to save the rebound inbounds. Now Taylor wants a left wing three. But that missed, and it's rebounded by Morgan Johnson. For Roosevelt, and they drive inside and score. 3-pointer, actually, it is by Brooklyn Cole. That's her third of the game, and now answering with a three on the other end. Well, Gracelyn Taylor trying it again. This time she scored. 57-21 Pierre with 3:49 left. Oh, good cut. Smalley a drive at the mayup list. Morgan Johnson gave her a great pass. And Danny Beck with a rebound for the Governors. Now, that's knocked out of bounds, and Lamon Price will come in for the Governors. Roosevelt. We're down to 3 minutes to play in the front court. Throws it away. It's when Taylor has it. Stops in the lane. Now out front. A three is off the rim by Carol Weiss and rebounded by Aubrey McCall. .244 to play. Cameron Wilkinson's back in. Now a left wing three is good. And that's Call again, and she's hit four. She has 12 points. 7:24 for Pierre with 2:27 left. A three is missing by Lavin Price. On the left side, St. Aga, I can do what Big Sister does, but Roosevelt knocked it out of bounds. Lauren Schluter is in for the Rough Riders as Katie Spicer, playing for the final time on this floor, leaves the game. Up wing for Price down the right corner. It is a three rimming out for Taylor. Rebounded by Cameron Wilkinson. We're down to 1:55 left. To Brooklyn Cole, top of the left wing. Now Weiss with a little bump on Aubrey McCall. Kara's second. Pierre will be 16-3. Again, the showdown with Jefferson of the Riggs High Gym on Monday, our time, 5:30 on KGFX. Why don't they stop the clock? You got to keep it running, guys. Get this over with. Here's a three that's missing by Cousins. Lanky the rebound with 1:30 to go. Laney for Lavin Price. Skipping on the left side for Gracelyn Taylor. Taylor in a double team. Handed back out front to Kara Weiss, to Lavin Price. Kara Weiss again, 1:17 to go. And a little shuffle is a travel here by Ranky. One minute to play. As it came to Schluter for Roosevelt. To Elizabeth Assefa. Lob back for her in the lane. Drives. Counter with a foul. Nice play. Give and go. Wilkinson gave her the pass. Assefa with her first two. Kara Weiss was her third foul in the fourth quarter. 57-26 for Pierre. 42.1 left. Three-point play by Assefa. Missing on the free throw. Weiss rebounds for Pierre. One more possession for the Governors. 35 seconds to go. Rinky. Bring it to Taylor on the right side. Screen set here by Weiss. Back on the right side to Lavin Price. 21 seconds to play. All over her is Schluter. It's to Rinky. Six on the shot clock now. Stop on the baseline. Back out for Beck. Right on the lane off glass and missing. Knocked out of bounds by Pierre. That'll end the game. And the Pierre Governors in control from the start and put into the record book, baby. It's win number 16. 57-26. The final on the Wagner on the scoreboard. Blizzard sale tomorrow. Don't forget. Chuck Hansen will be there with the Dakota Cruiser tomorrow morning here on KGFX. Our family dental will appear in Gettysburg postgame, including our Bauman Lumber player of the game in 3 minutes, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports, from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archive video of all games, and when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play. Hey, DQ fans, taste perfection in every bite of their chicken strip basket. It's loaded with crispy all-white meat chicken strips, golden fries, crunchy Texas toast, and your favorite dipping sauce. Personally, I'm all about the house-made Hidden Valley Ranch. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Do your taste buds a solid and order a chicken strip basket today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
You know that feeling? The feeling that things couldn't get any better? It's you at your best. Being your best means owning your health. It means not only meeting your goals, but crushing them, then setting new ones. Partner with an Avera primary care provider. We are right here to help you create health goals so you can feel your best and move forward to your healthiest self. Learn more at avera.org/checkup. Avera, moving health forward.
The 2023 Chevy Blazer from Beck Motor Company has quickly become a trendsetter. The stylish yet sporty SUV has all the conveniences you need, along with a few extra. Amazing cargo space, huge color touchscreen, standard remote start are just the beginning of the features that you'll find on the Chevy Blazer. Check it out online, beck-motors.com. Then stop in and test drive today. Beck Motor Company, Pier.
Winds 26 in Sioux Falls over Roosevelt. Reese Terwilliger 18, Avery Kaiser 11, 9 for Remington Price, 5 for Lennox Dupree, 4 for Maya Shorter, and 3 for Gracelyn Taylor and Sioux, 2 for Sydney Tempera. Roosevelt led by 12 from Brooklyn Call, 9 from Katie Spicer. Coming up, our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game. We'll do that after another timeout. This is the Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg postgame show on the official voice of Governor Basketball, KGFX.
Century Business Products is a proud supporter of South Dakota High School Athletics and proud to provide the most reliable Kyocera copiers and printers to schools and businesses in the area, all backed by their five-time nationally awarded Kyocera servicing team. Are you looking to control color cost? Looking to reduce printers? Are you looking for more efficient ways to scan documents? Or maybe you'd like to become more paperless? Look no further than Century Business Products. Call 800-529-1950 and see how they're powering business technology.
Hey guys, this is Truett Rogers, Capital City Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota here in Pierce, South Dakota. And I just wanted to let you guys know about this beautiful white 2017 Ford F-150 Lariat with 84,000 miles. Loaded up with leather, nav, adaptive cruise, and heated and cooled seats, and a whole ton more. Priced today at $36,995. Stop in at Capital City Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota at 518 East Sioux Ave in Pierce. Visit CapitalCityFordToyota.com or call 605-224-7378 and ask for me, Truett Rogers.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? Live Ticket TV has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress, paid training will be provided. Part-time wages start at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest-growing companies in South Dakota.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Ranky Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, time-tested adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors LLC and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
And for the Governor boys, too, over Roosevelt at the Riggs High Gym, 68-63. Improves them to 12-7. If they can win in Sioux Falls over Jefferson on Monday at should be an opportunity for them to host a SODAC 16 game. Big win for the Governor boys tonight. Time to name our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game. We'll do that here in 30 seconds on KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Think we got to give this to Avery Kaiser. One of her best games in a while. She had a flurry in the second quarter when she scored seven, including a three. Ended up with 11 for the game. The T-shirt will be on the way to Aves as our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game. One more two-minute break, then we'll take you to State Wrestling on the official voice of the Pierre Governors, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
The Riggs High Gym, 5:30. Make note of that. Our airtime Monday here on KGFX. Also, big win for the Governor boys here in Sioux Falls against Jefferson. Monday at 5:30, River 92.7. Thanks to Steve Moore, the athletic director at Roosevelt. Thanks to Caleb Rose, the live ticket for the video. Thanks to Haley Hansen, our studio coordinator. I'm David Burrell. Wagner Auto scoreboard, Governors win it 57-26 over the Roosevelt Rough Riders. And it's good night from us here in Sioux Falls.